sort of two aspects to it, really. The technical aspect, you need to make sure that your helicopter, you need to know what the guy is looking for, what is his primary role, what are his primary roles, what is his secondary roles, what sort of task is it going to undertake, and you've got to make sure that your helicopter meets his requirement in that technical respect. Now, the one thing that Westland were very, very good at was adapting the basic machine to suit very specific needs of a particular operator. And, you know, whereas most people sort of were trying to sell the standard product, we always knew that we'd have to modify the product to suit what the operator really needed. We didn't blanch at that. We just said, okay, that's what we'll give you.
Did you close some deals?
Yes, some very important deals. Well, in fact, two of the largest deals that the company ever had. One was the Mark 42B sale to India of the Sea King. Very advanced version of the Sea King, much more advanced than anything the Royal Navy ever had or has since. More like the H, you know, halfway between a standard Sea King and an EH-101. That was a really big deal, 20 helicopters, the biggest deal the company had ever had. And also the Canadian deal, which was even bigger, that was something like 50 helicopters. But of course, the government, the Canadian government, when it changed governments, cancelled it anyway, and it turned out to just be about 15 search and rescue helicopters at the end of the day. But both very big deals.